des chances pour qu'on soit en train de faire le premier vrai film en image de synthèse, et qui ne sera pas un film de caricature ou un film d'humour avec des petites boîtes, des petits ronds qui parlent, mais vraiment avec des personnages, avec un nez, deux yeux, l'ombre, la lumière, le réalisme. Plus on crée des fausses réalités, et plus ça nous amène à une définition claire et pointue de ce qu'est la vraie réalité. L'émotion n'est pas liée à la personnalité ou au graphisme, mais à l'histoire. Moi, je vais faire un jour un Disneyland qui va être beaucoup plus surprenant que le Disneyland de Disneyland. Ce sera Mobius Land. Et ça tiendra dans une petite boîte comme ça. Il n'y aura plus qu'à se brancher. Et hop, on sera dedans. Il n'y aura pas besoin de défricher Marne-la-Vallée.
Control yourself. It was just a freight train intersection.
Oh, I need that.
Stand by for turbo propulsion to hyperspeed.
3, 2, 1. Whoa!
Right, emotional commentary, not regulation. We are now within the Living Coral Preserve, dedicated to preserving ecosystems in their natural habitat.
This is so incredible!
Right, your outbursts are highly unusual.
What's wrong with unusual? Oh, what was that?
Alert! Alert! Earthquake! Ring breach! Tube lock broken! We're out of the tube!
Shuttle too heavy! Sinking fast!
I'm computing solution. Too heavy. Reduce weight. Eject passengers!
What? Your data overloading. I'm taking control.
Whirlpools ahead. Reverse thrusters.
No! I'm going with the flow!
Collision warning!
I think I discovered the lost city of Atlantis.
I discovered a major oxygen leak.
What?
Hang on, incoming statue.
Forget about the statue. How much oxygen is left, Pat?
3 minutes remaining. Passengers in danger.
We gotta get back to the tube. I'll follow that statue.
No, high probability of massive destruction. I'm taking control, computing alternate route.
Oh, I've got a bad feeling about this. 2.5 minutes of oxygen remaining.
You're wrong, right? Path to safety identified. No danger.
Sur des scènes exceptionnelles, c'est un film qui est destiné aux salles dynamiques. On appelle des rides, on appelle les films des rides, qui sont destinés à passer dans des salles qu'on appelle cinéma dynamique, qui sont des salles où il y a non seulement des images, des sons, mais aussi du mouvement, c'est-à-dire que la salle où les sièges bougent. Et évidemment, la salle où les sièges bougent synchrone avec le mouvement de caméra qui est représenté sur les images. Le gros avantage de la synthèse, c'est de pouvoir conserver en mémoire les mouvements de caméra, les retoucher en fonction des line tests qu'on a essayé avec les sièges et réciproquement. C'est le passage du spectacle de représentation, qui était le cinéma et les autres, au spectacle de simulation, comme tous les vrais bouleversements. C'est impossible de savoir si on l'utilisera bien ou pas, probablement qu'on l'utilisera mal comme la plupart des progrès. Bon. Mais en même temps, c'est inévitable, on ne peut pas empêcher l'esprit humain d'inventer, de progresser.
On the bridge. Meteoric cool swim. This magnetic field's got a number on my radar as well. Switch to override.
Roger, Cap. I'm cutting boosters.
It's been a long time since I've had action like this, Glenn. Let's go in and take a closer look. Humidity way too high. Decrease output on thermal thrusters. Doses of radiation. Slim, it looks like we got ourselves a situation.
Let's just flight control on. Let's get the hell out of here. Cap, Cap, I've lost you. Give me a reading on your location.
Slim, what do you make of this? Some kind of sanctuary? My radiation meter is so high. How are you doing?
Outer hull temperature rising. I'm not losing power, Cap. Cap, use your radar. We've got to get out of here.
Got it. I'm taking it right down the dragon's mouth. Follow me in. Just don't mix, man. Slim, I'm hitting normal hull temperatures again. It looks like that magnetic field is back to normal.
I'm with you. Activating thermal particles now.
Main thrusters off. I'm switching over to retro rocket. Now approaching Earth's atmosphere. Reducing synchronized speed.
Roger. Correction on speed completed.
Between the metaball system and the ordinary traditional polygon system is that in case of polygons, you apply flat surfaces, the patches, what they call. And so it means that it's really fitted, suitable for something with flat surface, typically architecture. The metaballs, the idea is you join many ellipsoids or spheres. You have the positive spheres and negative spheres, actually. But it means it's very well fitted for round surface with smooth shapes.
Only few metaballs can express the delicate, complicated organic shape. My final goal is to reconstruct a human being.
Switch to Electrosol.
Electrosol? Mm. I'll be clean.
We'll be looking our best in no time.
This is our cleanest hour.
Boy, you're so shiny.
Hey, check this.
Gorgeous.
Thanks.
Electrosol. We're talking clean. Real clean.
Okay, say you're a countertop, and you've got yourself a set-in blueberry stain there from breakfast. Which would you rather be cleaned with? This harsh powder that can scratch you... or soft scrub cleanser with Clorox bleach, which lifts out tough stains without harsh scratching. So, what's it going to be? Scratchy powder or soft scrub with Clorox bleach? Oh, wise choice.
Yeah.
Soft scrub with bleach.
Yeah.
Preferred by countertops everywhere.
C'est une image réelle qui se métamorphose en une autre image réelle, mais tout ça est faux.
Voilà, qui s'applique sur les morpheux, comme lui, là,
par exemple. Voilà, par exemple. Alors, petite démonstration. Imaginez que vous avez une première image ici, avec un personnage bouche fermée. Vous avez une deuxième image, avec un personnage ici, bouche ouverte. Voilà. Ce capable de faire très facilement, c'est de prendre cette image, déformer l'image en tirant les points de telle manière à ce qu'on obtienne ensuite cette image déformée, bouche ouverte, et ensuite on fait l'opération inverse de ce côté-ci. Là, je tire les points un par un, je les remonte ici, et j'ai une version bouche fermée. Donc ensuite, en interpolant les ordinateurs, vous pouvez avoir les personnages qui passent de la bouche ouverte à la bouche fermée, tandis que l'autre passe de la bouche fermée à la bouche ouverte. Si on fait le tour, l'animation est synchronisée, top. Moi, je crois que la 3D, réellement, n'a pas à dire. Par contre, l'image en a, et la 3D est un des outils qui nous permettront de bidouiller.
Ça, mais on n'en a pas parlé avant l'interview, que la 3D n'a pas d'avenir.
And cleaner air. Who has this new gasoline? You know who. New Phase 4 gasoline from Exxon. For high performance and cleaner air.
Hirofumi Ito m'a demandé en septembre 90 de travailler sur ce sujet pendant 4 mois. Sur la recréation d'animaux disparus, et moi je suis parti directement dans la direction des dinosaures. Ça me semblait effectivement le plus spectaculaire à faire en synthèse. Et pour le ptérodactyle, je me suis basé sur des clés qui m'ont été données par un paléontologiste, et j'ai reproduit ces clés simplement en les copiant sous page, et en passant par interpolation de l'une à l'autre. Et en fait, je me suis aperçu que cet animal, pour avoir un vol efficace, devait garder effectivement une forme d'aile qui était relativement constante. Et ce qui donne au final une apparence assez rigide de l'ensemble. Peut-être que j'aurais dû interpréter un peu plus.
Primordial dance is really an experiment in what I might call visual music, something that's fairly non-representational, not realism, not real objects, not necessarily even three-dimensional, very abstract textures and patterns that just convey some sort of feeling or emotion or progression, but don't necessarily become interpreted as realistic things at all. The tools that were used to make panspermia had certain biological similarities, and I learned some things from natural biology, but the details were actually somewhat different and not necessarily realistic.
What they do on the road? The story goes on really high. I've just wanted to take it to. Nothing can turn your shower on like new refreshing Shield. Because nothing has the high energy excitement of new refreshing Shield. Turn your shower on with Shield. Square, shaving would be simple. If your face were flat, any razor would do. But your face has curves. Introducing the revolutionary Chic Tracer, the first razor with a blade that flexes to trace every curve on your face. Compared to other razors, Tracer puts more of the blade edge against your skin for real faces. Whoops, like yours. The new Tracer from Chic traces every curve on your face.
Qui évolue, le savoir-faire logiciel qui évolue énormément aussi, donc globalement ça évolue très vite. C'est ce qui nous fait tenir d'ailleurs. Parce que...
Et l'un des parts du secret c'est de se tenir simplement bien au courant, d'être au jus, d'être. Et de regarder l'œil du cyclone. Ouais.
前は作ったものをやはりアートマーケットに持って行って、トラディショナルなそういうマーケットに持って行って売るということに興味があったんですけども、どうもそれは全然違ったマーケットっていうものを成立させない限り、僕らの考えているようなものというのはうまく伝わらないんじゃないかな。
I have some idea of a home printing stereography. So, if you can use a printer as a glue control, and then the machine put the glue on the paper, and then we bond each other after print out each section data, and then after we use boiled water or something, the paper will melt down. Finally, the glued part was left, will be left. Maybe we can make an object.
Interesting in that they are interviewing modern day astronomers and what they think about what's going on sort of way up there. And we were called upon to visualize some of the concepts that are not easily photographed. things like a galaxy from outside the galaxy. And the budget of the project did not allow us to actually compute the physics of let's say a black hole or a galaxy. We had to come up with ways of making it look as though it's accurate without actually calculating real trajectories of objects. It doesn't require a big company anymore to effectively do computer graphics. And I think you'll find more and more what are commonly known as mom and pop shops, like what we have, competing in the market.
Fall underground. Does a tube give? hard as an orange peel when it has a crispy shell. I wonder what melts in a milk chocolate mouth. Is this the Red Sea? What am I just seeing red?
Films with special effects don't necessarily have to be expensive. There's a lot of discussion now that the word special effects, action adventure expensive, big budget, all goes together. That's not necessarily so. The number one movie in all time was E.T., not an expensive movie. Special effects portion of Terminator 2 was not the majority of the film. Many of the expenses went to directors and actors. But of the top 10 movies of all time, 9 of them are special effects movies. 7 of them ILM did. But people always say that films will kill theater, TV will kill films, cable will kill TV, virtual reality will kill us all. I don't know. I still go to the theater, don't you?
Hey, Gwen, you want some coffee?
No, thanks. How about a beer?
Yeah, right.
Enabled us to spend quite a bit of time thinking about the future of virtual reality and then to actually create many interesting segments that are simulations of virtual reality, what it might be like in 5 years. I would think that there are going to be a lot of people spending a lot of time and money on technology and sex and pleasure. I mean, it's expensive, and you know, it's probably worth the money, I guess, to some people. We want to be able to provide databases, virtual world databases that in a sense could be sold like books. In a sense, we would like to publish worlds that could be played back on your home machine or something.
God damn it, Carol, I never unplug a program when I'm engaged. You just ruined the whole effect.
Falling, floating, and flying? So what's next, fucking? Jove, it's so huge in here. You're the best ride of my life.
In here, we can be anything we want to be.
Oh.
Thank you.